attitude, Stannis realized she needed to regain control of her health and beauty before the big wedding day, but she could not find a single all-encompassing resource to help her take charge. So inspired by the wedding planner book she was using, she created her own 12-week menopause makeover. The Menopause Makeover, the ultimate guide to taking control of your health and beauty during menopause, written with Wendy Klein, MD, offers women all the information they need to reclaim their lives during menopause. The book's innovative user-friendly format, featuring checklists, to-do lists, and places to journal, set goals and track progress, provides all the tools a woman needs to look and feel better in just 3 months. Drawing on the latest scientific research and providing advice on treatment options, nutrition, beauty, exercise, sex, and motivation, the Menopause Makeover is the ultimate guide to surviving menopause and an easy-to-follow three-part plan. Stannis Junkus is an advocate for women's health, wellness, and empowerment. One of the original executive producers who launched the television network Oxygen Media, co-founded by Oprah Winfrey, she co-created Oxygen Media's Be Fearless campaign to empower women. Stannis co-executive produced the premiere season of VH1's Celebrity Fit Club and post-produced Lifetime's Speaking of Women's Health. She earned a Cindy Award for her role producing and directing an anti-smoking PSA for the state of California. Stannis is president and founder of Crystal Productions, an award-winning film and video production company based in Los Angeles. Stannis, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Hey, thanks for having me, Lisa.
Yeah, I'm so glad. I absolutely loved your book. And in the introduction, I mentioned that 4 months before your wedding, you were blindsided by the onset of menopause. And in your wonderful book, The Menopause Makeover, you write, quote, "It took me 46 years for true love to find me and just 6 months for menopause to see me." And Stannis, I just want to say that that must have been so intense, and that's such a good description, because from reading your book, it really does seize you, and it seems like everything that you were before seems to start changing. If you can tell us more about that time in your life.
Well, it can be a crazy time, and I think in our society, we just don't talk about menopause. Women are still not talking about it, because I think we all secretly hope it's not going to happen to us.
Yes.
And so after, you know, 46 years of dating, I finally get engaged to the man of my dreams, both of our first weddings.
Oh.
And I have to tell you, it was like I started gaining weight, and I had hot flashes and itchy skin. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? My poor fiancé was about to marry Bridezilla.
Oh.
And I was about to not ever squeeze into my wedding gown. I was in a desperate place, and what was shocking to me is that, you know, my wedding was going great because I had this wedding planner book.
Oh.
And the wedding planner book says, do this on this date, call these people on these dates, these are the things you should think about on week four. And I have to tell you, my wedding planning was going fantastic. My menopause experience was a runaway train wreck. And I went, why isn't there a planner for menopause? We celebrate childbirth with planners. We celebrate weddings with planners. They have planners for kids going to college. There's planners for everybody. I go, why are there no planners for menopause? Because, you know, as you know, menopause is more than fluctuating hormones.
Yes.
You're dealing with aging and weight gain and maybe lifestyle changes, or kids are coming and going. A lot of people are taking care of aging parents. And, you know, when we went through fluctuating hormones as teenagers, we had parents to take care of us. When you go through it during menopause, there's nobody to take care of. You're the one taking care of everyone. And you have to really redirect your focus inward and pamper yourself and take time during this transition. And what I found surprising, I go, why is it we're so ill-equipped for menopause? But I started doing a little research. In the 1900s, we were dying in our late 40s.
Oh, okay.
Think about it.
Yeah, really.
It's amazing, because now I think the average age is 79 that we're living to now.
Mm-hmm.
So relatively, menopause is this 100-year-old thing that we're just learning to deal with, and I think it's why everybody's so confused and doesn't know that it's actually possible to celebrate this life transition. Menopause, I can honestly say this, was the best thing that ever happened to me. Women think I'm crazy when I say that. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. It woke me up. All the bad eating habits, bad exercise, not exercising, it was unforgiving during menopause. It was a wake-up call. I want you to know I'm happier today, I'm postmenopausal now, than I have ever been. I look and feel younger than I did before my fiancé married me. I want women who are terrified of menopause, if you are prepared and take control, you will have the experience of a lifetime.
Oh, that's terrific. You know, and a moment ago you talked about really needing to stop and take time for yourself. And you write in the book, you write that menopause took on a new meaning, me no pause. Me could no longer pause on matters regarding me. And I love that.
Well, for a lot of women to go, I need to create some boundaries, and I need to dedicate time to this transition in my life. And if you do so, it will be a celebration. You will make it. You have to work through it. But just like a wedding, you know, gorgeous weddings don't just happen. You have to plan them. You spend money on them. There's family drama. There's lots of stress. You have to go shopping. You might have to see a doctor. There are things you do for a wedding that you do for menopause. The same thing, except instead of saying I do to a man at the end of the aisle for a wedding, you say I do to you at the end of your experience, or actually the beginning of your experience.
Oh, I love that. Saying I do to you. That's terrific. Now, there are three parts in your book, and the first step, one is, you know, okay, so I'm menopausal, now what do I do? Now, that's a great question. And just like you were talking about with the planning, you know, you have to start somewhere. So what would you recommend as a first step in getting relief or kind of getting a hold on what's going on with all the changes in your body?
Well, I actually found menopause for me was more than fluctuating hormones, although you have to deal with your health and hormones mm-hmm. first. You have to get stabilized and feeling okay. normal again. Working with your health care provider is critical to having a good experience. I consider there's four major options. Because we're all different, Dr. Wendy Klein and I decided that this book was going to embrace that we are all different. There are a lot of books out there that say you should do menopause this way or you should do menopause that way. But honestly, I did those books without success because I was different than those programs. So we created a program that would be custom made. You could custom make it to your own lifestyle choices and desires. But anyway, first steps first. So there's four options to treating menopause. If you're having mild symptoms, you can easily just adjust lifestyle, diet, and exercise. Just some mild adjustments may actually manage your symptoms if you're not suffering moderately or severely. If that doesn't work for you, there are alternative methods such as taking black cohosh for hot flashes. For some women, that is a wonderful remedy, and it works for them. It's a supplement. It's not regulated by the FDA, so I highly recommend, Dr. Klein and I both recommend, no matter what herbs you take, you talk to your doctor about them because herbs have certain warnings. Black cohosh, if you're taking blood thinners, could be a concern. But it's also a wonderful option for a lot of women. For women like myself, I tried all of those things without success. I mean, I was glad to have lifestyle changes and eating better and exercising, but I still had miserable symptoms. I had to work closely with my doctor, and I was a good candidate for hormone therapy. And I had to get educated on it. There's a lot of confusion out there with hormone therapy. But anyway, once you go through the whole process of managing your menopause symptom treatment options, then you have to look at how you're eating. You have to start exercising. It is your fountain of youth. How you eat will change your health profile for the rest of your life. And even if you've had bad eating habits, I certainly did, it is never too late to start eating good and healthy. Then there's beauty and emotions and relationships and sex and the happiness and spirituality. And I found if you had to address each of these little sections in your life, and if you did, you'd come out the other side, a happy, whole, reinvented person.
Yeah. Now, you know, there's so many things that I loved about your book, and I loved your honesty, you know, in the part when we're talking about feeding the new, step two, feeding the new you, how food can set you free, you write, quote, I've always been able to rescue myself, but menopause pushed every dysfunction button I had. I lost control over my body, my self-confidence, and my life. I struggled with the fact that I was aging, and I could not stop it. And I think that's big for a lot of women. I mean, I'm 42, and I'm already starting to see some shifts in my body. I've always been in really good shape. I eat all whole foods. But even with that, I'm like, what's this over here?
It does. You know what? It does. It's sort of, you know, like I say, I felt kidnapped. I felt like a rag doll thrown up in the air, mm-hmm. and I came crashing down completely out of control. And you have to know, I've had a life where I've run, you know, networks and TV shows, and I was always able to sort of take the bull by the horns and sort of move through life, and it worked. But I have to tell you, with menopause, you have to embrace this experience. And as far as the food thing went, I tried all those. You know, we all have those little diets if you want to lose 5 pounds. They don't work anymore. And the reason that happens is, you know, starting in your late 30s, we start aging. We start losing muscle mass. So naturally, we're losing muscle mass. You lose muscle mass, your metabolism starts slowing down. So what's been happening since our 30s is we're slowly starting to put on weight from losing muscle mass. Remember, muscle burns calories.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting to slow down our process of when we can't eat the same because we're not burning it naturally unless you up your exercise. Calories in, calories out. Having produced television for years, I loved researching, so I started digging in, and I found a food ratio and a formula that all of a sudden, when I hit it right, the weight started coming off.
Oh, that's great.
And that is, and it's all good sense stuff, but it's the proportions, and it's when you eat it.
Okay.
And for me, I had to eat 5 to 6 mini meals a day, lean proteins, fish, chicken, turkey, low glycemic carbs.
Yeah.
Now, here's the formula with low glycemic carbs. I really didn't know a lot about low glycemic carbs. I was a potato person. I would go to dinner and have a baked potato with a ton of sour cream. Low glycemic carbs stabilize your blood sugar. And when that happens, your hunger urges are controlled. You're able to exercise for longer periods of time. Your risk of getting type 2 diabetes is lowered. Low glycemic carbs was my winning formula to start losing weight because that fat cell in the middle from menopause is doing what it's supposed to do. When your ovaries stop making estrogen, the secondary source of estrogen lives in your fat cells, and it's called estrone. It's a form of estrogen. So your body naturally starts packing on the weight because it's getting a source of estrogen there. And so it's natural. It pulls it up into your middle, so it's kind of like, I have to tell you, I used to get it in my behind. It just shifted up. It was unbelievable. But that's what your body is supposed to do.
Yeah.
And you really can outsmart that fat cell with the lean proteins, low glycemic carbs, healthy fats, eating 5 to 6 times a day. Don't let yourself get hungry. And what happens is that eating every few hours revs up your metabolism. So you're starting to burn that fat cell. And also the exercise thing, you have to get muscle mass back on. All that muscle mass we're losing during aging, you put that muscle mass back on, and you're boosting the metabolism. I am never hungry. I eat all day long. And people go, you eat so much, and how can you stay as fat?
Yep. Yeah.
But if you do it right, there's hope. And I know you said you're 42.
Yes.
I encourage all women, once you hit your 30s, get the food, exercise, get all these other elements in order in your life. So when you do stand at the door of perimenopause, you are not only prepared, you can take action so that you have an experience that doesn't slam you down like it did for me and most women today, where you feel completely out of control. But you don't have to be. It can be celebrated. And I keep comparing it to marriage, but I have no doubt that someone upstairs made this combination happen for me, because once I looked at it, it changed my life.
Well, you know, it's funny, because when I was in college, I actually did a paper on sex after menopause, and I interviewed a lot of women, and they were, you know, several years post, you know, menopause, and they actually, everyone said it was better. The kids were out of the house, they felt more comfortable in their bodies, they had more freedom, they didn't have to worry about getting pregnant, and everyone was really surprised by the results. But from what you're saying, if, you know, they did it correctly, they took care of themselves, they felt good about themselves, they made time, they ate the right foods, they exercised, I can see that happening.
Absolutely. And it's also a time, if you have a partner in your life, that you're building perhaps some new or better communication skills. Because what happens when you have to go menopause, you have to give attention to yourself. You have a part in your life go, whoa, what's going on here, you know? And it's a really good opportunity to communicate with your partner and you can actually bring yourself closer. I mean, for me, I was about to get married. It was both of ours first marriage. So we didn't even have marriage tools. And I mean, My husband now is, I am so lucky. He's just the greatest guy. But I have to tell you, we had this learning curve. I mean, he'd come home and, how are you, honey? I was like a monster.
Yeah.
He was like a deer in headlights. He'd go into his studio going, bye-bye.
I know. I laugh because I just love your book. I could just read quotes all day, but I have to read this one because this one totally cracked me up when he stood frozen like a deer in the headlights of a car. His eyes bugged out and the hair on the back of his neck was standing at full attention. His shoulders hunched up around his ears. He was in full retreat mode, white as a ghost and trembling with fear. He worried he might step... that one step in the wrong direction could result in his own demise or end his marriage. How did he get there? What happened? How could he escape? And I was like, who is this person you're referring to? But now it's obvious.
Oh, he's like the greatest guy. And, you know, it's very interesting. I wrote a blog for the Huffington Post called Will Your Marriage Survive Menopause?
Yeah, I read that. It was great.
And what was amazing is all the women are like, I can't wait to show this to my partner or my husband. And the men were like, wait a minute, and how can you be saying that I have to do this? Because they've spent a lifetime with a partner where the woman has probably been the nurturing caretaker, and all of a sudden things change. So it is a wonderful opportunity if you have a healthy relationship and you have two people who love each other to redefine what the relationship looks like. And sure, if you know, you're familiar with the latest AARP divorce survey.
No, I'm
but
not.
Over 60% of women between the ages 40, 50, and 60 initiate divorces in the United States, and those are the menopause years. So think about it. What's happening is if they don't get support, assuming they're not in an abusive or a bad relationship, assuming they're in a healthy relationship, what's happening is they're going through this experience. They have to focus on themselves during menopause. There's confusion in the relationship, and if the woman doesn't get support, I can see she's just like, it's one less thing to worry about. I had to move on. Plus, there's all the sex stuff going on. You know, libido may decline. You know, there's vaginal dryness. There's things that happen. And if you're not communicating with your partner, it can be confusing. It doesn't have to be, but it can be. And clearly, looking at these statistics, it is something in America we need to start addressing.
Yeah, and in your book, you talk about the fact that you need to talk to your partner because he might not know what the heck's going on, but if you let him know, oh, there's just some things that happen, there could be moodiness or this or that, then they can be more supportive.
True, and I found that overall, men want their partner to be happy. When she's happy, he's happy. And I just find this over and over again, despite some of the angry comments we got on Huffington. They're like, the guys are like, well, what about me? But for most healthy relationships, it's been about him for a long time. And it's just a wonderful time to reconnect and be romantic and do those things that maybe if you've been married for a while, and this happens. I've been married now 5 years, and it happens for us. You get into life. It's not about courtship. It's that romance thing has to be an effort. You have to put it on your list because if you don't celebrate the relationship, it can fail.
Yeah,
it's just like anything else. It's like menopause. If you don't give it attention, it could be a bad experience. Marriage is the same way. You have to give it attention. But all the men were like, just cuddle more, just show up, make her dinner once in a while, offer to do laundry or be committed to healthy eating and go find nice stuff at the grocery store and make dinners together. And those are all things we should all be doing all the time. But I have to say, menopause is a wake-up call for everyone, including what if you have puberty kids?
Oh, my God.
Think about this. Do you have
kids? I'm going to. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think of that, Stannis. My daughter's 5 and a half right now, and I'm 42.
She'll be a teen while you're probably, you know, 51's usually the average.
Oh, I'm sweating.
Yeah. Well, I know plenty of people who the mom is perimenopausal, they have kids that are in puberty, and the dad is standing there, like my husband, going, get me out of here.
You're moody and you're moodier. Shoot.
It's crazy. But I think this is a wonderful opportunity for moms going through perimenopause and menopause to share their experience with their kids, because we're there for them during puberty. They get all crazy, and we're like, okay, we get it. They're going through puberty. Let them go in their room and do their thing. We give them space. We give them what they need to go through their experience. But if we share our menopausal experience with those teenagers, not only if it's a girl, she'll be ready for her own menopause experience. If it's a son, he'll be ready for his wife's menopause experience. The more we show our kids what's going on, the better prepared they will be. And my commitment with the Menopause Makeover with Dr. Klein is paving the path for our daughters and the people who love them because this doesn't have to be a crazy, embarrassing time. It can actually be a celebration.
Defco, I just want to say this has been fantastic. And how can people learn more about you and your wonderful work?
Well, they're welcome to visit the website at menopausemakeover.com. And the books, of course, Barnes & Noble, Borders, all the big bookstores and online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. And all I can just say is you can take control of your health and beauty during menopause. It is possible to have a great experience. Share it. Come from a place of love. Pamper yourself. And give yourself attention.
Oh, well, Stannis, thank you so much. And if people want to reach me, they can go to istriahealthradio.org. Have a great week. Keep being healthy. Bye-bye.